What's up? It's Tatum with Volunteer Owensboro. Super excited for this week. I'm being joined by David Fogle with Computer Dave. Hi, how are you doing today?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. I'm so happy to have you. And you do some amazing things. And kicking it off, just tell me a little bit about what you've got going on and the amazing stuff that you do and give back here in the community.
So at the end of every month, the last Saturday of every month, we go out into the community and we pass out food and clothes. We start out at the Cadillac at 10:30. We move on to Tent City. After that, we go to the Colonial House, and we wind up at Dixieana Court. This past event that we had, we passed out 375 bags of food.
Wow.
And, yeah, we for the first time, we actually ran out at the Colonial House. So, yeah, probably, I'm going to guess, 24 cases of canned food.
Wow.
Some shoes and some socks. We're always short on socks. It's something you and I take for granted.
We definitely
in the morning we take out some socks and, you know, put them on without thinking about it, but not everybody can do that. So but yes, we collect non-perishables. We start out with a protein like a Vienna sausage, tuna bag, or beanie weenies, and then we put a package of ramen noodles in there. We put some peanut butter and crackers, a breakfast bar, and then some kind of a treat like a Little Debbie snack.
Okay.
And that goes into every food bag. And this time of the year, now that it's starting to get cold, we're starting to collect warm clothing like coats, gloves, hats, scarves, anything that's going to keep the human warm.
Right. Right.
And then we pass those out. We usually pass out about 42 totes on every event.
Okay.
Clothes.
So tell me a little bit, for you, David, how did this become a thing? How did this become to fruition for you?
Yeah, so a good friend of ours, Miss Patty, who passed about a year ago from cancer, she gently led us into what she calls her world and her people. She was very close to the homeless community, close to the recovery community. And if you would have asked me 10 years ago, I wouldn't have stepped foot on one of these properties. But she just very gently just kind of guided us into her world instead of being pushy.
Right.
And it just really caught on and grabbed our hearts. And we've been doing it ever since. We probably started out working out of the back of my wife's car. We would feel like we were really doing something if we were to hand out 20 food bags.
Right.
And that was in 2021, and it's just gradually grown by the grace of God ever since.
Wow, amazing. So for you, do you take donations of the non-perishable food items and the clothing?
Mm-hmm.
And where can people either learn more or come and just see you and drop the things off?
Yep, so we're located, my shop, Computer Dave, is located at 5010 Wildcat Way, and that's just east of Walmart. You can go to my webpage. You can just Google Computer Dave. Trust me, it's a lot easier to find my webpage that way. And then up at the top, there's something that says Community Outreach that you can click on, and it tells all about it. And then
nice.
I write a blog every month on what the experiences were like.
Okay. And kind of go into detail of that for yourself. You know, what has the experience been like since you've started this in 2021? And how does it make you feel to be able to give back to the community in this style?
You know, first of all, it's a lot of hard work, and as you're going through the month, unpackaging all the stuff and sorting all the stuff, you're thinking, man, what am I doing? What am I got myself into? But when the day comes and you actually go out, and for example, I can think of these two little boys that were playing outside of the Cadillac, no shoes, no shirt, they just had their underwear on. It's about 45 degrees, they're running around outside trying to catch a puppy. We take this child and we clothe them. We give them some shoes and some socks and a coat. And one of the ladies is loving on him and he's crying. And they're saying, "Why are you crying?" And then they're saying, "Because I'm just so hungry. And this is the first time I've had to eat in a long time." So moments like that just really.
Right.
Like, yeah, now it's worth it. I get it.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing. What you do is amazing. Tell me a little bit about if people wanted to be able to come out and volunteer, say when you're handing out these food items, how can they do that? How can they get in contact to learn more about volunteer opportunities?
Yeah, so just give me a call. There's two big ways that you can serve. You can come into my shop the last Thursday of the month and help put together the food bags. And then if you're interested, you can join us in going out into the community. And we've had a lot of people that have done that, and it's just really profoundly affected them, you know,
right.
To witness that.
Right. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us for this week's edition of Volunteer Owensboro. And if you are interested in helping Computer Dave and his huge give back to the community here in Owensboro, please reach out to him or go visit him on Wildcat Way.